Your story looks at violence tied to elections in the state. One Republican primary in Illinois got particularly bloody. Can you tell us a little about that?
It was 1928. Republican factions were using small hand grenade-like bombs, and the skin of them looked like pineapples. So it was referred to by historians as the pineapple primary. And there were quite a few political figures who were bombed, killed, running up to the primary election. Big Bill Thompson, who was mayor of the city of Chicago and the leader of the Republican Party in Chicago, was taken on by so-called reformers. But the battles got so strident and so tight that the reformers even resorted to people in their party who were willing to do shootings and do bombings.
And how was the violence finally stopped?
Some of the leaders of the city went to Al Capone after the primary and demanded that the general election not be a war with people being killed and everything. So he agreed, and he said that he would order the police to round up all the ruffians and put them in jail until the election was over. It was believable because Al Capone at the time had quite a bit of control over the police department. A number of people went to jail, and the party went on to win the election. Nothing quite like the pineapple primary ever happened again.
One of the murders that you kind of focus on that was a pretty mysterious killing was that of Benjamin Lewis.
A very curious one, and it still interests writers today. There's a lot of writers who go back to it trying to figure out what actually happened. This was in the west side of Chicago. The community was turning from pretty much all Jewish to all black. But the Jewish political leaders and the Jewish members of the mafia wanted to hold on to control. One of their own, a black guy by the name of Ben Lewis, was appointed Democratic ward committeeman by the first Mayor Daley. But he decided that he wanted to start exercising some power and take over some of the control. So he kept doing things like replacing white precinct captains with black precinct captains. And he also started to talk about taking over some of the gambling interest in the ward. And even he supported a policy wheel, which was a form of numbers betting that the mob was having troubles with. So he had some enemies. And the day after election, he was found dead in his office, chained to his desk chair, and three bullets in his head.
The 2016 presidential race seems very contentious, especially the Republican primary. How does it compare with some of the rough and tumble races in America's history?
There's quite a bit of rough stuff. I mean, if you read things like Lincoln's elections and the way they treated Lincoln, Trump's misbehavior in this election is nothing like the kinds of things that Lincoln had to put up with. When I read history, a lot of it reminds me of present-day, you know, Afghanistan and Syria and Egypt. There was a lot of warfare in this country among our own people, even after the Civil War. I think a lot of people forget this. You know, a lot of young people don't know anything about it. So there's a tendency to say we've never seen this before in America, or it's totally new, and it's not totally new. In fact, despite Trump, I think our politics is a lot more civil than it used to be. And I think it's important for people to understand that and to look at ways that things have changed and try to adopt those ways rather than just throwing up our hands and saying we want to move to Canada.